Tyrone back in the Dr. McKenna Cup, kind of it's a normal occurrence at this time of the year, playing Cavan tonight in the athletic grounds in Armagh. But first of all, before we look at the McKenna Cup final, Rock carrying Tyrone club colours in the All Ireland Club Championship. They're playing Brosna from Kerry tomorrow down in Ballinasloe in the All Ireland Junior Football Championship semi final.
Yeah, it's a big occasion for the Rock, and they're a club who you know, Tom, we sometimes say you get one or two teams that hover between junior, intermediate, and sometimes intermediate and senior. Cooks around a couple of years ago would have been that type of a team with the intermediate and senior. And Rock, you know, Rock this year, of all the teams in junior football, they have been by far the most impressive. And I say this year, I'm obviously referring to the 2014 season. They won the double and were deservedly the best team in the county. They had a very, very good Ulster campaign. And they're going forward with a fair deal of confidence, but at the same time they know they're facing Kerry opposition, and they know that obviously there's a long journey involved as well. But they'll certainly not fear the encounter. That's one sure thing.
And of course, Kieran Gourley, a former Tyrone player, is probably their most best known player. But they've got a good mix of youth and some very good forwards.
Gourley, of course, is a very, very experienced player, and his experience is vital. It showed through the Ulster campaign, particularly, that just, you know, knowing when to push forward, knowing how to read the game and so on. But they have a couple of McCreesh brothers, Martin and Connor, particularly. Connor is a scoring machine. Tommy was our top scorer in Division 3 last year, the top scorer overall in terms of championship and club football in the county. Absolute dream of a forward. Very, very accurate from frees as well. But they also have the Gervins and Dermot Carroll, who's a former county minor, as well. They're a very, very well-rounded team. They're big, they're strong, they're athletic, they're physical, but they can play football. But they're the sort of team that if you want to mix it with them, they can mix it too. And if it's a wet, windy sort of a day, it suits them. If it's a very, very dry sort, it suits them. So they're a very, very well put together, well organised team. Mm-hmm. Niall Conway, of course, the Ballinderry man, is a manager, very, very experienced manager. He's won at all levels, and I mean, he's really helped the team develop and put this very, very good run together.
Mm. And as you said, it's Brosna from Kerry, their opponents. Tyrone teams, every time they come out, they seem to be meeting Kerry teams in All-Ireland semi-finals.
Well, there's a wee bit of history, I suppose, over the years, you know. But they'll have done their homework. I mean, any time you face Kerry teams at any level in championship football, Tom, and you know yourself, Kerry teams are talented teams. They don't win it at Munster without being more than capable. And I would say the Kerry style of football and their commitment, they'll be worth watching. But I think it can make for a very, very highly entertaining and competitive game of football.
And are Rock good enough?
I believe they are. I really do. I think that they're very well balanced, and as I said to you, they can, you know, whatever way they want to play it, they can play it. If it's going to be tough and hard and competitive and close and a physical battle, they'll certainly match any team in Ireland in that regard. If it's a free-flowing, open, end-to-end type of game, they'll match that too, because they have what it takes, and the guys who can fit into positions, the guys who can switch positions, they've good tight man markers, they've great readers of the game, they've good ball carriers, good passers, and as I said to you, particularly the threat of Conor McCreesh and Martin McCreesh, and as they move forward, they have the scorers too, and if you're going to win at that level, you need that type of quality.
Anyway, on to tonight's final. It's a repeat of last year's, Tyrone and Cavan once again. Tyrone going, what is it, for four in a row?
Four in a row. This is their sixth final in a row. And I mean, to be honest, Tom, we spoke a number of weeks ago, and I remember saying that we were playing Armagh. I didn't really fancy our chances of beating Armagh, never mind qualifying for the McKenna Cup final. But as we're saying off air, the way things are looking, this could be, well, certainly is a fifth, Tyrone's fifth competitive game in January, and with the National League starting just around the corner, tonight's game could it could be one of six in total, you know.
Yeah, and one thing, Mickey Hart, I know he may be been accused of in the past of maybe not experimenting enough. He certainly has done it in the four games so far in this competition.
Well, I mean, as I say, people have always considered Mickey a very conservative coach in terms of changes and switches. I think from the Antrim, the team that played Antrim last week, there was 13 changes for the semi-final on Wednesday night. there's only 12 this for this one, so it's a bit of a drop in numbers, you know. But joking aside and all the rest of it, there's no doubt about it. Mickey has given plenty of players their opportunity to establish themselves. He hasn't been afraid to take risks and gamble. I mean, tonight's midfield pairing, for example, is Conall McCann and Paddy McNulty. And you know, I think if you just turned around this time last year and said that Tyrone will be playing in the 2015 McKenna Cup final and the midfield pairing will be young McNulty, Edwin Gannon, Conall McCann and Kelly Glaher, I don't think too many people would have believed you, but that's the sort of thrust and faith that Mickey has put in these players. And he's not afraid to gamble, he's not afraid to take a chance or two. But I'll tell you the big thing, Tom, with Tyrone this year. Sean Kavanagh is playing on the edge of the square. He's a focal point in the attack. He's getting half-decent quality ball put in, and the players are playing off him. And that has given us a physical presence and certainly a leader in the full forward line. And that has been a huge difference.
Sean Kavanagh, part, who else has impressed you? Both of the new and maybe the not so new.
Well, of the guys who are about for a while, Colm Kavanagh has been absolutely superb. He's been brilliant in the middle of the field, worked exceptionally hard. Sean Kavanagh, as I say, absolutely outstanding. Matty Donnelly, who lined out for the first time for Tyrone on Wednesday night, having come back from playing with his college team, was very, very impressive. Ronan McNamee, the Ahayarn lad at full back, has been brilliant. Aidan McCrory in cornerback and Cahill McCarron, both very, very solid. And both goalkeepers, Tom, have been outstanding in the games we've seen so far. Ronan O'Neill is in reasonable form. Conor McCallisky, who I can't see McCallisky even be considered tonight because he tweaked his hamstring on Wednesday night against Armagh, which was a pity because he'd been named as the man of the match and he was called ashore shortly after it when he tweaked the hamstring. But he's a player who's played very, very well. Of the new ones, young McNulty has been probably the most impressive of the lot. Paddy McNulty from Dungannon. He had a great run with the club in the Intermediate Championship, but when he's played in all the McKenna Cup games so far. And we interviewed Mickey last week after the semi-final, and he was Mickey smiled away about him when he spoke about him, and spoke very glowingly about him. So, you know, Mickey doesn't talk to you much about players he got, particularly young players and new players, but he's a player, obviously, who has certainly raised his profile in terms of performance.
Looking at tonight's selection, and I know we spoke about all the experimentation that's been done in the previous games, but looking at the starting 15 for tonight, could we suggest that maybe it's probably the strongest, and maybe Mickey is already looking 1 week ahead to Monaghan the following week in the first round of the league?
I can see where you're coming from, Tom, but I would doubt it. No. Because Joe McMahon's only back is Joe in a centre back, is Ronan McNabb in a wing half back. Ronan McNabb was superb last week against Antrim. Peter Hart's not lining out. Matty Donnelly's not lining out. Colm Kavanagh's not lining out. You know, Darren McCurry. You know, these players are the guys that you expect to see lead the line on against Monaghan. They're going to be, and Just McMahon, of course, they're going to be the big hitters, you know. And to have players of that calibre and that quality not on the pitch, you know, you have to ask yourself, there's something not right here. So I honestly think, and from interviewing Mickey the other night, I got the impression that this McKenna Cup run, this McKenna Cup campaign, while he's given the competition great respect by competing well, what matters most is getting players game time, giving players experience, having a look at fellas in serious competition, competitive situations, and then deciding what his best 15 for Monaghan is. So I just think it's about giving players game time.
So obviously there's three or four guys there tomorrow, or tonight in actual fact, who are playing for jerseys or getting another crack at it maybe?
Well, the interesting thing, Mickey said that everybody's playing for jerseys. He's made that clear, you know, that obviously you're thinking the likes of Sean Cavanagh as a shoe-in and so on, but you know, there are a number of places up for grabs, particularly, you know, in the half-back line and then in around that half-forward line. And I think the players who work hardest and impress most are the guys who get the shirts.
So, all in all, you're in a much happier position than you were starting out against Monaghan or Armagh at the start of the McKenna Cup?
Yeah, I think the team has improved. I think the team has developed. Obviously, it's taken a few games to find their feet and to find their rhythm. And you know, I think they're playing at a greater pace this year. I think they're playing, you know, the fact that so many young boys have come in, I think that has certainly upped the ante. And, you know, I'm looking at the season slightly more positively, Tom, than when I last spoke to you, shall we say.
And what of Cavan? You know, we're waiting for Cavan, the sleeping giant, I suppose, four Ulster under-21s, and really yet have to cut the mustard at senior level.
Yeah, and it's funny, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, it's a bit like buying insurance, you know, previous performance is no guarantee of success or failure, you know, it's players develop and teams develop at different rates and different times, and, you know, I suppose if you look back 3 or 4 years ago at Ulster football, you'd have thought that the team most likely to come and develop was Cavan because of that underage success, but, you know, they're still playing football in the lower echelons of the league, and they haven't really made the jump, Tom. And that's why I think tonight for them, there's far more pressure on them, even though that they're not going as favourites. But they need to win something. They need to actually have silverware to show for all the efforts. If Tyrone won the McKenna Cup tonight, you know, I'm not belittling the competition or whatever. You know, that'll be four in a row for Tyrone. They're a Division One team, whereas Cavan, I just think that we know nothing taken from Tyrone's point of view, whereas from Cavan's point of view, for all the effort, all the time, all the commitment, all this development, they're still to win a competition, and I think the pressure's on them more so than Tyrone.